Flash Radio is a podcast from and about the GA 2007 in Heiligendamm, Germany. During the first week of June 2007, the summit of the 8 richest and most powerful states in the world will take place in Heiligendamm near the city of Rostock on the Baltic coast of Germany. The politics of the G8 have triggered criticism and worldwide protest for a long time. During the 2007 summit in Germany, this will be visible in its various forms. Flash Radio interview teams will cover the alternative summit, blockades, actions and workshops, but will also deliver audible portraits of groups and individuals who have come to campaign and work for change. We will broadcast a daily half-hour news summary from the 2nd of June through to the 10th. For more information, go to www.flashradio.wordpress.com. From the 6th to the 8th of June 2007, leaders of the 8 richest countries in the world are going to come together to make decisions about global economy. Those 8 countries share 65% of the world wealth, but have only 12.5% of the global population. It's their 33rd annual meeting this year, and it will take place in Heiligendamm near Rostock, Germany. Mr. G from London will take us quickly through the concept of the G8.
If we look at the family album of the organizers of the G8 summits and host of the G8 summits, we find a series of quite familiar scary faces, including Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, and Italian Silvio Berlusconi. Moreover, world leaders have tried to co-opt some of the issues that have been raised by social movements and their protests against the G8. This has been remarkably done by Tony Blair during the summit 2005 in Glenigan, Scotland, when he stressed as a key feature the question of debt and the question of poverty in third world countries. While the meetings were initially organized in the capital cities or in localities near them, the host locations of these events progressively shifted to more regional cities, desirous to show off in front of the Allies, and later on, after the beginning of big protests, to very amenable and faraway locations like Sea Island in the US, Evian in France, and next on Heiligendamm in Germany. A year later, in 1976, Canada joined, giving way to the definition of G7. Later on, in 1994, at a summit held in Naples, Italy, Russia began participating to the G7 as an observer. In 1997, it joined, thus giving way to the G8, securing the control of key resources and putting pressures on smaller countries and partners. This happened after the oil crisis of 1973, with the following economic recession, which made the richest countries in the world feel insecure and made them willing to coordinate their economic policies and to control global economy. Reporting from London, Mr. G.
Thank you, Mr. G in London. I think he was making a very interesting point there. Some of the G8 summit's agenda and the agenda of the protesters sound increasingly similar. The practice yet couldn't be more different. In a nutshell, I will now summarize what the official G8 summit intends to talk about. They will discuss ways of ensuring economic growth and strategies of securing safe environments for investors. Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, current holder of the G8 presidency, claims that globalization can and must be shaped. She also announced to attempt to give the G8 a more human face. Her keywords are opportunity and responsibility, an open market with clear regulations. Africa's economic and social situation is on the agenda again, and Merkel claims that the G8 is still in a position to keep their promises from the last summit, including cancelling the debt of many countries. Other issues that will be discussed are transparency of financial markets. In conjunction with the discussion on securing investments, the G8 aims to streamline policies on trademark, patenting, authorship and ownership of ideas against so-called piracy. Sustainability, global warming and climate change are on the topics to be discussed, yet the US are blocking any point on the agenda that could possibly lead to an agreed and binding action commitment.
From its early days, the G8 summit has been highly controversial. Social movements have demonstrated against the meeting of the richest countries, which they saw as part of the problem and not the solution. To put in context, when the G8 came about in 1975, the world had recently seen the Vietnam War, the struggle of the civil rights movement in the US, decolonization of Africa and Asia, the situationist movements of 68, and so there was already much criticism of government and the way global economics have been ruling the world. Economic globalization was seen as a new form of colonization that would put in place the agenda of the rich. In other words, anti-globalization opposed to new ways to put forward old policies. And if the purpose of the meeting was to develop world economy as an answer to solving global issues, many still wonder 30 years on why the gap between rich and poor has increased rather than diminished. Over the years, we've seen the numbers of protests increasing, and new tactics of direct action and resistance have accompanied the escalating repression and police brutality. During the G8 summit in Genoa 2001, authoritarian violence resulted in the murder of young protester Carlo Giuliani by the Carabinieri. In 2003, at the summit at Evian, police repression included the cutting of a rope on a bridge at Obon, from where two protesters were hanging while displaying a banner. The escalating police violence during G8 summits have been matched by more creative actions by different groups, such as the Pink Fairies, Rhythms of Resistance, and the Rebel Clown Army. Additionally, in the later years, we've seen the establishment of protester camps that function as a meeting point for social movements and as a model for alternative, eco-friendly, and non-hierarchical societies. There are also alternative summits that run in parallel to the G8 meetings, where social and grassroots groups discuss global issues, seeking solutions as they move away from relying on world leaders' policies.
The Alternative Summit takes place in Rostock from the 5th to the 7th of June 2007. The Alternative Summit is a collection of workshops, talks and discussions about alternatives to globalization in its current form. It's also a forum to discuss global justice and how to achieve it. The Alternative Summit consists of 10 panel discussions and over 120 workshops. The workshops are broken down to 8 key topics, which cover issues like
global justice, connecting struggles for justice worldwide,
environment, climate and energy, climate justice and how we can achieve it,
strategies and alternatives, the movement for global justice, balance and perspective,
war and militarization, the return of war, about the connection between globalization and war,
precarious work and growing poverty in a rich society, labor and social issues,
education, the marketization of education and the future of labor,
gender, feminist perspective on migration and global trade.
The G8 Alternative Summit 2007 is opened with a speech by Jean Ziegler. Ziegler is not only a UN Special Rapporteur on the right to food, but also a prominent critic of globalization and author. Besides his latest publication, The Empire of Shame, The Fighting Against Poverty and Hunger, he has written several critical books like The New Rulers of the World and Their Global Antagonists, 2003, or Switzerland Washes Cleaner, The Power Wheel of International Crime. The first panel wears the title Rethinking Globalization, which is at the same time the guiding theme of the whole summit. Along with Jean Ziegler, they are discussing Tuli Makama from Friends of the Earth, Swaziland, Majigene Sissé from Sans Papiers, Senegal, and Annelie Buntenbach from the DGB Federal Board. Tuli Makama is a public interest environmental lawyer. She is working towards sustainable development and equitable access, ownership and utilization of natural resources. Majigene Sissé has worked as a migration activist in France and as well as in women's projects in Senegal. Annelie Buntenbach is a member of the Federal Board of Confederation of German Trade Unions. She is a member of ATTAC and several alliances against right-wing extremists. The globalization from below will be lighted from multiple political and geographical perspectives. This opening panel will take place on Tuesday the 5th of June at 5 p.m. Another panel discussion is
There are alternatives. Speakers Hoke Brankhorst, University of Flensburg, Sandro Mesadra, University of Bologna, Ana Esther Gaseña, University of Mexico, Gigi Francisco, International Gender and Trade Network, Philippines. The closing panel in the Nikolai Kirch, entitled "There Are Alternatives," will resume the outcomes of the summit and will give future prospects. On the panel, there are discussing Hoc, Brunkhorst University of Bologna, etc. Closing speech, Vandana Shiva. The closing speech of the Congress will be held by Vandana Shiva for struggle for women rights, ecology and biodiversity in India. She gained the Alternative Nobel Prize in 1993. She is the director of the Research Foundation for Science, Technology and Ecology in New Delhi and member of the Club of Rome. Bicycle caravans to the G8 summit. G8 summit protests will begin with the start of the first bicycle caravan from Budapest in the 5th of April. So far, four routes have been evolved from the idea to travel to the G8 by bike from all over Europe. The Czech G8 biker ride will go from Budapest, 5th of April, via Győr, Bratislava, etc. to Wisztok. The GRGA Chaos Caravan will go from Bruges via Brussels, Utrecht, Ninghem, etc. to Wisztok. The Scandinavian Caravan will go from Rovaniemi, Stockholm, 23rd to 4th, via Linköping, Copenhagen, Flensburg, Hamburg to Wisztok. The bicycle caravan from Berlin will start at 21:05. The caravans will meet on the planned military bombing territory, Bombodrom, near Wisztok, in Mecklenburg-Vorpommern, at the end of May, and participate in the actions there. Further, they'll join the protests around Hallingendam. What the people of the caravan want. On their way, they want to spread information about and fight against the politics of the G8 and the effects of global capitalism. For that, we are planning information events and creative direct actions with local groups. By doing so, they'll try to link the global politics of the G8 with local struggles and build networks.
Camping 07 organized the challenge of temporary residency in Rostock, Redelich and Wichmannsdorf. Camp Rostock offers space for 5,000 to 6,000 people on a former industrial estate. The camp offers electricity, water and sanitary infrastructure, including DIY showers. Groups can set up their own barrios. Kitchen co-ops will take care of the food side of things. A large circus tent hosts the Hedonistic International, who will run a music and entertainment program. Cinemas, workshops, bars, kids' clubs and shuttle services are possible, but dependent on volunteers. Camp Redelich is about half an hour from Rostock, also on a former industrial estate. Like the camp in Rostock, it offers activists space to set up their own barrios and spontaneous orders. It's a good base between the roads leading to Rostock and Heiligendamm and to the fence. Electricity and internet pointers will be available, as well as clean drinking water and grey water systems. Vegetarian and mostly vegan food is offered by different kitchen co-ops. Camp Redelich is in the hills near Kühlungsborn and the Baltic Sea, in fair proximity to the fence west of the official summit. There'll be an infrastructure similar to the other camps. The space is rented, and although it's a meadow, it's important you pitch your tent only in the designated areas. For more info, go to www.camping-07.org.
Somehow the forest seemed to thicken around the guard, and also it was advancing. It is not only in Seattle, and for sure not only within the globalization movement, that we are out in the streets fighting against the destruction of our living conditions and for a self-determined life. But it is here that we do it together. When the G8 met in 2007 in Hallingendam, to plan the next steps of the belligerent sale of the world, they will hide in a cage, as they know all too well that there are 1,001 reasons to attack them for their policies. It is the never-ending expansion of capitalism, capitalist greed, that sacrifices people and Nature for the interests of arms dealers and economic warlords. And last but not least, the cynicism to disguise all this bitterness in sweet words that fills our hearts with deep sadness, so often, but also inflame us with rage. International mass attacks sink the summit. To get started and to disturb the course of the meetings as comprehensively as possible, we place our bid on a circle of bigger and smaller blockades, massive and massing, multiple and decentral, that in time advance closer and closer to the G8. Besides, standing and walking mass blockades, this will include the construction and eventually the defense of barricades, direct actions of small affinity groups, the appearances of the rebel clown army, creative actions of incalculable activists, or the tying down of police units in black bloc actions will complement the scenery. Our aim, zero traffic to and from Harlingen Dam.
Citizen reporters will again play a huge role in this year's actions. They inform the people staying behind of what's going on, and equally the activists on the ground will need a source of information other than mainstream media. As always, the activists can make their own media by going to one of the independent media centres in Rostock, Redlich or Wichmannsdorf. If you're going over, don't forget to post your account of what happened on Indie Media Newswire. You can do that on the web, with your mobile phone or by phoning in. You can submit text, photos, video and sound. Also, don't forget to protect people's identity by obscuring their faces. This material could be easily used against the people whose actions you are trying to document. GATV will broadcast daily at 9 p.m. for 30 minutes. You get reports from activists on the summit, on the actions and the alternative summit, and you'll also get special guests in the studio. If you want to see the clips, go to g8-tv.org. Subtitles in several languages will be available there as well. JetSound Radio will broadcast from the 1st to the 10th of June, daily in at least four languages. For more information, go to de.indiemedia.org. And obviously our very own podcast, daily at 10 o'clock, 30 minutes long news, at www.flashradio.wordpress.com. A legal update, Heiligen Damm, from the Gipfelsohler Infogruppe. This is a special about the counterinsurgency. On the 17th April 2007, police actions against the walk by the fence on the 15th of April. Participants, at least 220, 300 according to the media. Security forces, two water police boats, one helicopter, 200 riot cops, one special arrest squad and many, many more. On the 18th of April, repression and resistance to G8. On the 19th of April, zero tolerance against summit hooligans. Hamburg's police chief Janosch has said that he wants to fish out the leaders of riots already before they reach Heiligen Damm. The end of May will be exciting in Hamburg. Besides the summit protests, there will be the ASEM conference and the opening of the contested Wasserturm Hotel. Also on the 19th of April, cops raided a house project in Potsdam in search of anti-G8 banner. Some 50 cops stormed a house project in Potsdam, basing their action on a court order to impound a banner that had hung off the house. The banner, it was claimed, constituted an incitement to criminal activity. On the 24th of April, careless talk costs lives. Total surveillance in Hamburg. Media are being asked not to report militant actions around the G8 summit. An info hotline for denunciations has been set up. Mobile phones are being located, phones tapped, cars traced. Interior Minister Nagel, we will soon see results. 28th of April, G8 demo in Berlin. Police accused of violence. Police are accused of beating demonstrators and intentionally damaging the Soundcast equipment. According to the police, the demonstrators willfully changed the route, so the police had to respond. 29th of April, militant G8 critics to be dealt with harshly. Regional officials in Mecklenburg-Vorpommern are threatening militant summit critics with speedy trials if they commit crimes. Foreign violin protesters would be faced with fines from 150 to 200 euros. Oh, excuse me, 2,000 euros, that is, according to a list of punishments developed for the Football World Cup in 2006. At the same time, lawyers are preparing to support G8 critics for free, fearing infringements of their basic rights. There will be a legal emergency service in place. 30th of April, 30 people barred from visiting the fence. The police have already barred 30 people from getting to the fence around the summit location, but now, says Abramovsky, they've stopped counting. Around the fence, the mood is decidedly Big Brother, with video vans patrolling constantly. A resident? I was there when they built the wall. I remember. 1st of May, undercover cops get their own special unit. Although it's no news that hundreds of undercover cops prowl the streets of Berlin on the 1st of May, now they finally get their own special unit, Intelligence and Intervention. The special unit is likely to be deployed in Heiligendamm, so people are working on identifying them in advance. Kavala advertising on TV, on radio against protests. The police have been warning of troublemakers since their first public event around Heiligendamm. Now they're going to the next level, using radio and TV advertisements. Also on tour, the police's Infomobile. 5th of May, the police has warned shopkeepers to prepare for the riots by securing their stores. Army deployment during G8 summits. While soldiers will not be taking offensive actions during the summit, they retain the right to defend themselves against crimes against the army, as well as the right to self-defense, obviously armed. The 6th of May, Utrecht, Netherlands. 4 people still in jail after detention of 100 bicycle demonstrators. Press release of the Bike Caravan Info Bureau in Rostock. Yesterday, 100 participants in a bike demo in Utrecht were arrested and kept into the night in terrible conditions for not cycling on the bike lane. 4 of them remain in jail today. 7th of May, RAF debate. Internal security services warn of new left-wing terror. Baden-Württemberg's internal security has warned that left-wing terrorism could experience a renaissance in Germany. Militant groups are said to increasingly iconize old members of the Red Army faction and increasingly refer to their ideas in a positive way, for example to a letter written by ex-RAF member Christian Klar. 7th of May 2007, G8 police chief in a good mood. Abramovsky, leader of the police's special Kavala unit set up to police the 2007 G8 summit, assesses their work over the last 2 years positively. During the summit, he will have 580 officers working directly under him and command some 16,000 officers at the cost of 100 million euros. Together with colleagues from abroad, Abramovsky will have to police tens of thousands of protesters, a few hundred who will come with less than peaceful intentions, and possibly individuals or small groups treated by the police under the heading International Terrorism. 9th of May, fasten your seatbelts. On the 9th of May, Germany's Federal Police, the BKA, raided 40 locations across the country. 900 officers were deployed to intimidate individuals and left projects. Investigations are being conducted under paragraph 129A concerning the creation of a terrorist organization aiming to prevent to the G8 summit. The background to the raids are actions by militant groups against state and commercial property. Only 2% of investigations conducted under this anti-terror law lead to convictions. The prosecution itself admits that the raids were not intended to prevent any concrete attacks, but simply to gather information. 10th of May 2007, reintroduction of border controls for the G8 summit. Germany's Interior Minister has decided that border controls will be reimposed at Germany's borders with Schengen countries for the duration of and prior to the summit, in order to prevent potentially criminal and violent protesters from entering the country. 11th of May, up to 10 days preventative detention. Regional government set up mass prisons. Mecklenburg-Vorpommern's Interior Minister pointed out that it was possible in his state to detain potential troublemakers for up to 10 days. Later, a spokeswoman for the minister added that the state would certainly make full use of this option during the protests. It was noted, however, that immediately after such an arrest, a judge had to approve the detention and decide on its duration. 11th of May 2007, Interior Minister threatens preventative detention. Zero tolerance against militant G8 critics. Germany's Interior Minister Schäuble is threatening violent extremists planning to disturb the G8 summit in Heiligendamm with preventative detention. Militants could be detained for up to 14 days, given proof of a planned crime. He also spoke of a generally increased threat level during the summit. He says, "We should be warned. The terrible attacks in London took place during the G8 summit in Gleneagles." 12th of May 2007. Embarrassing glitches in investigations against G8 critics. The Spiegel reports that investigators against anti-G8 activists made some embarrassing mistakes. Some of the accused were warned of their actions through phone bills, mistakenly delivered letters. Some of the accused are already of pension age, the oldest one is 68. The police thus assume that they are unlikely to have carried out the actions themselves. 13th of May 2007, Hamburg, car impounded. Yesterday, the federal police impounded a car parked in a public location with the justification that anti-jihad info materials were found in it. 13th of May 2007, Berlin police scrutinized youth seminar about jihad protests. On Sunday, Berlin police noted the details of participants at a workshop about the jihad protest organized by the leftist youth organization Solid, impounding two mobile phones. Representatives of the left party were highly critical of the action. 13th of May 2007, after the raids in Berlin, tracking device discovered, Kempinski Media Group press release. 3 days after the raids throughout Germany, a police tracking device was found attached to the car of one of the accused members of the authors' collective, AG Grauwacke, supposedly a founding member of the shadowy militant group against the economic summit. Given that the device had almost certainly been attached to the car for a while, he counsels people involved in the raids to check their cars thoroughly. A group responsible for media contact of the protest, Media Gateway, claims the German federal state prosecution supports escalation of the jihad protests. The following is a summary from the press release. Jihad summit protesters harshly criticized the comments of the federal state prosecutor Monika Harms about the planned jihad protest camps. In different media, Harms defended the raids of 40 houses and political projects that happened 2 weeks ago with supposed workshops in the camps that prepare people for blockades and militant actions during the summit protests. Once again, the state is producing an escalation spiral, according to Joe Smith of the international press group media G8way. The statements of Harms stigmatize all globalization critics and follow the logic of intimidation and criminalization of the movement during the past weeks. After house raids, permanent controls and observation, she makes the people who will live in the protest camps during the next weeks appear to be suspected terrorists. The protest camps in Rostock, Redelich and Wichmannsdorf are finally constructed after months of difficult negotiations with the local and police authorities. About 20,000 summit protesters are expected to live in the three camps, explains one of the camp organizers. After making our life hard during the negotiations and preparations, the federal state prosecution now claims that these are training camps for terrorists. The workshops Harms is mentioning, however, are precisely designed to practice de-escalating behavior towards the police during blockades. Her statements lack any reliable knowledge about the reality of the protests. Similarly misleading are the statements by the Federal Minister of Justice, Brigitte Zypries. In the daily news program Die Tagesschau, she said that the previous raids of the houses of summit protesters had nothing to do with the preparations of the summit protests. In the search orders, however, it was literally written that the searches are necessary to guarantee Germany's reliability towards its jihad partners, according to organizer Joe Smith. Also, leading officers of the Federal Criminal Investigation Department have admitted already that the reason of the searches was to know more about the anti-jihad protest scene. Obviously, the anti-jihad mobilization does not provide sufficient reasons for justifying the raids afterwards. The federal government demonstrates in this way that it does not have any interest in approaching the resistance against the G8 summit democratically, nor through de-escalating measures. Smith says, this way, the government brings more damage than sunburned cars ever could. It attempts to scare demonstrators and prevent them from taking to the streets. But we do not assume that this strategy will work out. All the attempts to criminalize the movement have so far led to an even stronger solidarity and mobilization against the politics of the industrialized states. All neighbors and journalists who want to get an impression of the camps in construction are cordially invited to the opening day on Thursday, 31st of May, starting from 2 p.m. in Redelich and Wichmannsdorf, and on Friday, 1st of June, in the camp at the port of Rostock.
This is the repression forecast issued by the Flash Radio Office on Monday, 28th of May, 2007, at 1800 hours. Much of Europe will have areas of high repression with frosty receptions in northern Germany. Difficult travel conditions all along the German borders, with scattered clouds of authoritarianism in Holland and other regions. Warm welcome predicted later for this week in convergence areas.